From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Iraqi forces have met with stiff resistance in the first step of their offensive to retake the Islamic State stronghold of Mosul. VOA's Sharon Bain reports exclusively from the front line, where some 4,000 Iraqi troops, backed by Sunnis and supported by the Kurdish Peshmerga, fought to seize a number of villages southeast of the city.
The Iraqi offensive started at dawn. Coalition airstrikes pounded one of the villages, but Peshmerga General Najjar Ali said Islamic State were fighting back hard.
They advanced, but when they reached those villages, ISIS attacked them by the suicide bomber, by the mortar, by the machine guns, by those weapons.
They know that for Iraq, the fight for these villages is pivotal. And all of these soldiers know the final battle for Mosul will be a long one. Sharon Bain, VOA News, the Mahmur front line.
French police have arrested a man they say was in the advanced stages of a plot to attack the country. French Foreign Minister Bernard Cazeneuve said there was no tangible evidence linking the plot to either the attacks in Paris last year or Brussels, where 31 were killed Tuesday. Alleged Boko Haram leader Abu Bakr Shekau has signaled his possible retirement in a new video that appeared online. Nigerian security agencies have never determined that the man in the video is truly the head of Boko Haram, who are blamed for some 20,000 deaths, that is, since the insurgency began in northern Nigeria in the year 2009. This is VOA News. United States and Russia calling for the drafting of a new Syrian constitution by August. After a four-hour meeting in Moscow, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry and Russian President Vladimir Putin agreed that cooperation between the United States and Russia has been instrumental in achieving an unexpectedly successful cessation of hostilities in Syria.
And because of the cooperation, both political and military, which we have been able to achieve with some effort, this Sunday will mark 1 month of the cessation.
Secretary Kerry also said he's aware of violations of the ceasefire, but they are being carefully monitored. U.S. has accused seven Iranians of carrying out a massive computer hacking scheme on behalf of the Iranian government to disrupt the internet operations at 46 American financial institutions. U.S. Attorney General Loretta Lynch said the hackers at two Iran-based computer companies work for Tehran, including the Revolutionary Guard. She said the seven experienced hackers coordinated a cyber attack campaign between late 2011 to mid-2013.
These attacks were relentless, they were systematic, and they were widespread. They threatened our economic well-being and our ability to compete fairly in the global marketplace, both of which are directly linked to our national security. And we believe that they were conducted with the sole purpose of undermining the targeted companies and damaging the online operation of America's free markets.
Despite Lynch's high-profile announcement of the case in Washington, it's unclear if any actual prosecutions will take place. None of the seven have been apprehended, and there is no indication that Tehran would turn them over to the U.S. authorities. Washington has no extradition treaty with Iran. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon has hailed the conviction of former Bosnian Serb leader Radovan Karadzic as historic. Court found the 70-year-old guilty for Serb atrocities throughout Bosnia's 1992-95 war that left 100,000 people dead. President Obama headed back to the White House after a trip to Latin America that included a stop in Argentina and a historic visit to Cuba. In Buenos Aires, Mr. Obama said the U.S. was slow to speak out on the atrocities committed during Argentina's former dictatorship, but says his administration will confront the past with honesty and transparency. Critics of Mr. Obama's trip included many who lost friends or relatives during the years under the military government in Argentina. Get more news at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.